Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. Gutterhelmetindy.com.
We have got a good old-fashioned feud, so I think we need some mood music here. This is some heavyweights going at it here.
Literally.
Bill O'Reilly on one side, Rosie O'Donnell on the other side.
Are you making a weight joke there about Rosie?
I can, because I'm fat too. This happened on Fredo's show on News Nation. Chris Cuomo. He's got a show. So he thought, you know what? We're going to get Bill O'Reilly and Rosie O'Donnell together, and we're going to talk about Donald Trump. And both of them, you know, were in split screens. Yeah. So we got to see the reactions. It was pretty good.
Democracy is on trial. It's because without this, we're nothing as a nation. We have to get everyone back together again in some way.
Okay, but Rosie, with all due respect, you're not going to be successful saying that democracy is on trial and anybody who supports Donald Trump is a fascist. You're not. I mean, those people are going to reject you 100%.
I might.
Donald Trump presided over the country for 4 years, and there was no attack on democracy until January 6th. And that was a large mistake that he made. I don't believe that he was behind it. I think that if that trial ever gets up, he'll be acquitted. There's too much exculpatory evidence.
No way.
But you're not going to bring anybody together demonizing Trump and the people and the 72 million who voted for him.
Now, this was a good, you know, 8-9 minute segment on his show, Chris Cuomo's show. Now, take a listen to this. I want you to listen to this because Rosie O'Donnell, she's not one for hyperbole, but she says that Donald Trump is the worst thing that's ever happened in the history of the United States.
You know, my hope is that we get to continue as a democracy in this country, that we get to have elected officials representing the people as our forefathers created. And what Donald Trump is doing is trying to become an authoritarian, a dictator, and he is the worst thing that ever happened to this nation.
The worst thing that has ever happened to this nation.
She doesn't go on to explain. Like, it's emotion versus facts here. Bill O'Reilly brought facts in the previous clip that we just played before that one. She doesn't explain how he's going to try to do it and how that's exactly going to work.
And again, I can't stress this enough. She says that Donald Trump is the worst thing that's ever happened. Not 9/11. Not Pearl Harbor, not multiple presidents being assassinated, not the Great Depression. Donald Trump is the worst thing that's ever happened.
Right.
So this kind of wraps up with Bill O'Reilly making a challenge, a little bet, a little wager to Rosie.
And there are so many examples that it's ridiculous to try to name them all. And so I forgive the people who were lied to by Mark Burnett about Donald Trump. I forgive them. When they are going to see the truth about him and he's going to go to jail.
Well, we'll see in court what is presented. And if you are correct, then we'll have another debate. But I will take a $10,000 bet right now with you, Rosie, to your favorite charity or mine, that Donald Trump will not be convicted of insurrection because he's not charged with it.
Man, that is so cheap, Bill. That is so cheap.
I'm here to do it.
You cheapo. He wasn't charged with it.
So Fredo jumps in to try to save Rosie from making this bet because she's not smart enough to understand he's not been charged with an insurrection. So with all this talk about Rosie O'Donnell, I thought this would be the perfect time to bring something out of the archives. The classic interview that Donald Trump did, I believe this was on Entertainment Tonight back in the day, with a little special music behind it.
Well, Rosie O'Donnell's disgusting. I mean, both inside and out. You take a look at her, she's a slob. She talks like a truck driver. We're all a little chubby, but Rosie's just worse than most of us. If I were running The View, I'd fire Rosie. I mean, I'd look her right in that fat, ugly face of hers. I'd say, Rosie, you're fired. Rosie is a very unattractive person.
If you look inside your heart.
I'd like to take some money out of her fat ass pockets. I like to see bad people fail. Rosie failed. I'm happy about it. Rosie O'Donnell's disgusting. Rosie's a person that's very lucky to have her girlfriend. And she better be careful or I'll send one of my friends over to pick up her girlfriend. Why would she stay with Rosie if she had another choice?
Little tribute for Rosie O'Donnell, who's very concerned about our democracy, even though we are a constitutional republic.